You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time.
Rock and roll.
The violin in the backseat.
Punk.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening.
Disco.
Dreams are my reality. The only kind of real fantasy.
Ballad. Oldies but goodies. Everything on replay.
Oh, yeah, tell you something. I think you'll love.
Welcome to the second hour of replay. TBS EFM 101.3 in the heart of Seoul. GFN 98.7 in Gwangju. And 93.7 in Yeosu. I'm your host, John Lee. Hey, go to our website, tbsefm.seoul.kr, and look up replay where you can see photos of my guests in our new black box section. And remember, you can also message us via KakaoTalk, so make sure to add us as a plus friend, would ya? All right, we'll be right back with John Dunbar's Under the Radar, but first, part three of replay is brought to you by Kia Motors, Hunting Pharmaceutical, SK Telecom, and KT. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I'm talking to John Dunbar. John, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about the music of or about the Korean War.
Hmm. And as we established in the first part of the show, there wasn't a whole lot.
Not a lot.
But what you were saying, which is kind of interesting to me, is it served as, or this music served as a transition from the kind of like, hey, hey, band together bravado of World War II.
Yeah.
Into the protest songs of the Vietnam era.
Exactly right, yeah.
And they're really interesting. We heard some pretty fantastic Johnny Cash and Elton Britt and that great
the
yodeling.
The people whose name we don't know. After.
Yeah. It's, yeah, so tell me more, man.
Well, actually, we just heard two songs in a row that were recorded during the Korean War,
mm-hmm.
but the next two songs we're going to hear were recorded after. Much after the Korean War, actually. A couple things that I was really looking for that I couldn't find were songs about the Korean War that mentioned, like, civilians, because I was really curious to hear more about that. And also I was looking for songs from other countries about the Korean War, which was really tough. I think I found some Canadian stuff, but it looks like it was just recorded, like, a couple years ago or something. But there was one major exception. I found a really cool song from the 80s by Kim Larsen from Denmark. And Denmark had a really small role in the Korean War, but a really influential one. They put together one of their old ships, the Jutlandia, and turned it into a hospital ship. And it went and did three tours of duty supporting the troops, or not only the troops, I'll get to that, during the Korean War, usually, you know, off the coast of Busan.
Hmm.
Their last tour of duty was off Incheon, where sometimes they could just look off the ship and see gunfire and stuff and know, like, oh, we're going to get some customers soon.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, they led the humanitarian ideals of the Korean War. Like, when they first came, they really wanted to treat Korean civilians.
Hmm.
And, of course, the UN command was like, no, you have to prioritize our troops. And, fortunately, over the course of the war, there was a little less of a burden on fixing up troops. So they did manage to get permission to take Korean citizens aboard. And a lot of the doctors on the ship would actually go to land. And they would visit, like, you know, children's hospitals, POW camps. They actually tried really hard to be able to treat POWs on ship. Never were allowed, but they still clearly did. And, they would bring orphans back with them. So, like, the ship was, they were kind of civilians, which was really strange to the soldiers who were being treated there.
Yeah.
You know, they had, like, really good food privileges, and they were really informal, and they were just Korean orphans running around the decks all times.
Wow, it sounds like the ship was just you know, like a massive boat of humanity.
Yeah. But the weird thing was, it was actually forgotten about after the Korean War until this song. So, yeah.
Why do you figure it got forgotten?
Forgotten war, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, it was a small symbolic contribution, I guess, that can be overlooked easily.
Yeah, and these are the kinds of stories that I think, I mean, tell the actual story of the war. I mean,
yeah.
Aside from all the big things that we see on the news, I mean, Denmark sending a ship over just to be a floating hospital and,
yeah.
and having them actually treat civilians when they're not supposed to and things like that. It's
yeah.
Kind of like a lovely, lovely thought.
Yeah. And actually, a lot of the troops would carry a little piece of paper in their pocket saying, if I'm injured, bring me to the Jutlandia.
Because that's like the place to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, right on. All right, well, let's listen to this. So tell me, Kim Larson.
I don't know much. All I know was in the 70s, he was part of one of the biggest rock bands in Danish history.
Hmm.
Like, directly inspired by the Beatles, and we're like, hey, we should have a band like that here. They broke up in the 80s, and he went solo and still had a really excellent career. Maybe it would be easy to compare him to, like, Paul McCartney or so.
Okay.
He's still around, still playing music, and still does this song. I found some YouTube videos where he does the song, and like the whole crowd is singing along too.
Wow, so it's going to turn into a national anthem. Now, I'll tell you right now. I mean, if it happened here, I'd be extremely proud. I mean, just to have that sort of contribution, you know, to humanity during a tough war. So
yeah
right on.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kim Larson with Jutlandia.
Der var krig i Korea. Skibet hed Jutlandia, og det kom vidt omkring. For der var krig i Korea. Udstyret fortæller til sagen som et flydende hospital. Hey ho, for Jutlandia, hun kommer så galt til slaget. Hjemme er jægeren, hjemmen fra jams, og sømanden, hjemmen fra havet. Når drengene de skal i krig, sejler kvinderne forbi, på de røde kors malede skibe. Og Lili Marlene synger, og videre sin, når de falder på stribe. Come on, soldier, sing med på melodien. Hey ho, for Jutlandia, hun kommer så kaldet til slaget. Hjemme er jægeren, hjemmen fra jer, og sømanden, hjemmen fra havet.
Thank you.
pretty cool song. It's got this like 80s kind of 007 thing going on.
Yeah. Like that's what I was thinking. Like it reminds me in this way of like Paul McCartney Live and Let Die kind of era.
Yeah,
stuff,
exactly.
You know? Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting song.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to move on to something that I'm sure many of us in the U.S., Canada recognize and know.
I mean, the main reason most people would know about the Korean War would be through the TV show or movie MASH.
Mm-hmm.
And it had that theme song with, actually, it was kind of a controversial name, I think, at least these days. Suicide is Painless.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this movie was about medical personnel at a mobile Army surgical hospital, what it's called, yeah. And it was a really weird black comedy, but actually, I really want to watch it again.
You know, I never saw the film.
Oh, really?
I only saw the TV series.
Yeah. I guess, you know, it was so long-running, longer than the Korean War, even, that it kind of became the more representative one. But the film is good, and it has the original intended performance of this song.
Mm-hmm.
The story is, like, one of the characters, their dentist, became depressed and wanted to commit suicide. Mm. So one of the doctors gave him a pill and said, this will kill you. So they had, like, a good big farewell dinner. It was, you know, kind of mocking the Last Supper. And gave the guy the pill, and he laid down in a coffin, swallowed the pill, and went to sleep. And it was a sleeping pill, of course, so he woke up the next morning. But during this whole sequence, there's just a guy with a guitar singing this song. And the director, I love how this song was written. The director, what was his name? Robert Altman, was like, all right, I want a song written, and I need two things. One, it's got to be called Suicide is Painless. Two, it's got to be the stupidest song ever written. So the second part proved to be really hard. He ended up getting his 14-year-old son to write all the lyrics. And this kid like, knocked it all out in 5 minutes. And they actually loved the finished product, so they made it into the main theme of the movie and then later the TV show.
Well, you know, now I really do want to watch the film. Watching the TV show, I mean, the theme song, along with the visuals, you know, the intro, the helicopters bringing in, you know, the injured soldiers and stuff, it was always just so melancholy.
Yeah. Well, the original, the one that they performed during this this funeral, was actually a really, like, joyous, life-affirming song, believe it or not. I wish I could have found a version of that, but it was not part of the official soundtrack. And it was just, like, a guy with a guitar crooning, and it was really funny at the time.
Now, I feel like the song, I've heard other versions of the song from, like, more popular artists.
Mm-hmm.
It's been covered a lot, right?
Yeah, quite a lot of times, actually. There was a huge list to pick from. Manic Street Preachers, which was the 90s, so a little too late for our show. Like, all sorts of instrumental ones. Henry Mancini, Roy Ayers. Even Marilyn Manson actually covered it.
Marilyn Manson covers this?
And on Family Guy, Stewie Griffin did at some point.
Stewie.
Yeah.
Was Brian accompanying him?
I don't think so.
Please tell me yes. Please tell me yes. Yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, I used to watch a show as a kid, and it was just such a weird thing for me to, you know, not knowing much about the war. I was just a kid, right?
Yeah.
In the U.S., and watching this and occasionally hearing Korean.
Yeah.
You know, a character saying it, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It was just a bizarre concept to me.
It was such an Americanized version of Korea also. Like,
it really was.
They all wear those Vietnamese, you know, funny hats. And
oh, boy.
I remember hearing there was one scene where a mother calls out, Kim! And her son is like, oh, over here! Which would not happen in Seoul.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it was the longest running sitcom, as it were. And I remember when it first started, it was more of a comedy, but then it turned into a serious, not as much of a sitcom after a while, right?
It did maintain comedy throughout. Like, the interesting thing about it, I think, was just kind of the antics they get up to. Mm. So, like, in the face of all this death, you know.
And horror. And
what they do to cope. I mentioned before I interviewed a Dutch war veteran, and I brought up MASH, initially intending to be like, yeah, a lot of Korean people aren't comfortable with the show. And he was like, oh, MASH, oh, don't get me started. The things we used to get up to were, like, made MASH look like nothing.
Yeah, child's play.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure in the face of all of that, you know, death, you have to do something to let off, you know, let some steam out of you, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Now, tell me who's going to be singing this song, because I don't recognize this name.
I actually tried really hard to find more out about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Hong Kong. Her name is Fung Bobo. But I can't find anything because there's a newer celebrity with that name.
Okay.
So, like, all I could find was the newer person, and it was clearly not her.
All right.
But, yeah, it's her rendition of the song, which is A little bit more kind of like Hong Kong pop, if you're familiar with that sound.
Slightly kitsch.
Yeah, slightly kitsch, but really beautiful.
All right.
Yeah, more depressing than the song I would have loved to play, but yeah.
Well, let's listen, John. Version.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fong Bo Bo with Suicide is Painless.
True early morning fog I see, visions and the things to be. The pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing cause of some delay. So this is all I have to say.
It's mighty groovy, John.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just the one who picked it. I didn't
You did
sing
a great
it.
Job not singing and not playing on that song.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to run out of time, but I want to make sure we can talk about our last artist.
Yeah, she is amazing. I just discovered her while putting together this show. Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
I know the name.
Yeah, well, you might have heard of some of the people she influenced, like Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Aretha Franklin, Isaac Hayes. When she was performing, before a show, she met a 14-year-old boy. She heard his voice, brought him on stage. He sang, and she gave him some money at the end for it, and he decided, oh, that's cool, I should go into show business, and he took the name Little Richard.
So, really? Yeah.
She may have recorded the first ever rock record in 1944, and was just like an amazing gospel singer.
Predates anything considered rock and roll by, you know, almost a decade, 5 years or so.
Yeah.
6 years.
But everybody who went on to do rock and roll knew her voice, for sure. Yeah. She was that influential, but her career was just kind of predating good modern recording techniques.
Oh, so she probably just wasn't able to benefit from all of the new, whatever, the new music form of rock and roll, huh?
Right, no, and she was a gospel singer, and, like, you know, the more conservative Christian gospel people didn't like that she was playing to, you know, secular people in nightclubs and stuff. Secular people loved her, ironically, and probably rightfully, I think, for if you really want to spread the gospel anyway.
Well, we're running out of time, but tell me a little bit about this song.
This song was released 60 years ago from tomorrow. It actually came out on the day of the armistice signing. Yeah.
Crazy.
And it's called There's Peace in Korea, so I wanted to end with something happy.
Absolutely, and that's nice job, man.
Yeah.
All right, John Dunbar, thank you so much for another great show.
Thank you.
Talk to you very soon, my friend.
Yep, cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, do stick around for the rest of the show. But until then, the great sister, Rosetta Tharpe, with There's Peace in Korea.
I'm so glad at last there's peace in Korea. Yes, I'm so glad at last there's peace in Korea. Don't you know, I'm so glad at last there's peace in Korea. Because President Eisenhower has done just what he said. We are hoping there will be no more misery and no more sadness. No, 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 no more dying. There'll be in the land. Hope we'll have happiness and joy and peace of mind. Because we know God has made this world and made it for the good and kind. I know that you are glad because your sons are coming home. Now, you wives, sisters, and brothers, you can wipe your teary eyes. Because, sure as I'm singing, the sun has begun to shine. Yeah, I'm so glad, at last, that peace in Korea. Don't you know I'm so glad, at last, that peace in Korea.
Welcome back to Replay, everybody. Well, let's get part four of our show started with a request from 1131 for you. Here's Frank Ifield with I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember you. I remember too a distant bell the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I
All righty, stick around for New Blue Death singing for us in studio. But first, part four of Replays brought to you by Huanin Pharmaceutical, Hyundai Motors, SK Telecom, Tucson Heavy Industries and Construction, and LG Electronics. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is now time for a segment we like to call New Blue Death Sings. Usually it's Shinee Sings, or Lady Sings. What did you do to our friend Shinee?
Ethan, you want to talk about that?
Shinee called me, I think, on Monday.
Huh?
She said she needed someone to fill in for her today because she's off to Jeju for a performance.
Well, aren't we lucky, Shinee? Well, thank you guys for joining us. I understand you guys are a fairly new band here in Seoul.
Yeah, we've been around since we started in, I guess, October. This past October.
Wow, you guys really are a new band.
Yeah, we're pretty new.
My goodness. Well, I got to thank you so much for coming in and filling in for Shinee. Tell us a little about yourselves. First of all, let's hear your names.
My name is Adam Brennan.
Yeah, I'm Maggie.
Ethan.
All right, Maggie, Ethan.
Adam.
Adam. I always forget the first person. Why is that? So what's the story with New Blue Death?
We've all been here doing the independent music thing in Seoul for a number of years. And that's how we all met. And I had this batch of songs that I had written about a year ago. And my old band had broken up because one of our members had left. And I wanted to start a project. And I wanted Ethan to be in the project. And so we got together and Ethan and I started working on these songs and fleshing them out. And from there, we spent maybe 4 or 5 months rehearsing and practicing and writing and arranging these songs. And then we went into the studio and cut a record. We wanted to finish that and put our first record out before we did a show.
Now, that's definitely doing it soul style. It's just like very fast. You guys just got it done.
Yeah.
Quite impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of bands actually play live an awful lot to kind of nail the songs, and then they go into a studio. But you guys were that confident, huh?
Yeah, and when we played live, it was important for me that the performances were and the songs were fleshed out and tight and ready to be brought into public before we did a show. Mm. Instead of doing that on stage in front of people, we wanted to do that in the studio. And that gave us more time to, instead of rehearsing for a show, to be creative and look at the songs in a different way.
Mm. Now, do you guys all play music back at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys were all in bands and stuff like that. So I'm glad you guys found each other. So I'm looking in the notes here, and I see the name of a band that just turns me on. Television. Bless you, children. So your love of the band Television from New York back in the 70s, tell me a little bit about it. Because that's going to connect us, I mean, somehow, magically connect us to each other.
Awesome.
We're going to be best friends for life, so.
Well, yeah, actually, I started listening to Television pretty recently, maybe 2 years ago or so. And, Tom Verlaine's guitar solos are so gnarly.
They're just some of the most amazing things ever, right? They don't sound like guitar solos.
Right. Even his lead parts are, very well thought out and really intricate. But not like shreddy, you know, like metal style. So
the whole shredding concept is fine for a while, but then you want to hear something a little more delicate. Now, you guys saw them play live here recently?
I did. Yeah. And it was really special.
I was there too.
Yeah, it was a really great show.
You and I were the two guys crying in the audience.
Yeah. It was something else. I'm from a part of Canada that's kind of isolated, so I had a cool older friend who gave me Marquee Moon when I was about 15.
It's
and
cool,
it was unlike anything I had heard. It was, all Zeppelin and Hendrix until then.
Yeah.
And Television was really different.
And still kind of stands as one of the all-time great guitar records.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Forever. Now, I understand that you have a song by a band who are actually contemporaries of Television back in the late 70s in New York, Talking Heads.
Mm.
You're going to do a song by them. Why?
Yeah, we met on Wednesday, sometime earlier this week, to flesh out a cover for today.
Mm-hmm.
We went through a few different ideas, like we tried a Smith song, like the Smiths. What was that song?
Don't say Take On Me by A-ha.
Heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But it was a little bit It was like a really last minute thing. So our bass player, Adam, he just watched the movie Stop Making Sense. So he suggested we do Heaven because it's really easy. We can learn it really quick. It's got good backup vocals. So
yeah. That's the best reason to learn a song. It's easy.
We only had a day, 2 days.
Yeah.
To figure it out.
Oh, I'm dying to listen to it. So thank you so much for filling in for Shanae. And I have a feeling after we hear this song, we might have to ask you guys back at a certain point. I hope you guys are free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be really too famous to come back, but don't you dare say no to us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Maggie, Adam, thank you again. Yeah. Hope to see you guys soon.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around for the rest of the show. Until then, New Blue Death's version of Talking Heads, Heaven.
Everyone is trying to get to the bar. The name of the bar, the bar is called Heaven. And the band in Heaven play my favorite song. Play it one more time. All night long.
Oh heaven, heaven is a place, a place where nothing ever happens. Oh heaven, heaven is a place, a place where nothing ever happens.
There's a party and everyone's there, and everyone will leave exactly the same time. When this party's over, it will start again. Will it not be any different? Be exactly the same.
Oh heaven, heaven is a place, a place where nothing ever.
When this kiss is over, it will not be any different. It will be exactly the same. And it's hard to imagine that nothing at all could be so exciting, could be this much fun.
Oh heaven, heaven is a place, a place where nothing ever happens. Oh heaven, heaven is a place, a place where nothing ever happens.
Alrighty, everybody, it's time to keep our love of New Wave alive with Yazoo Situation. But first, here are the Thompson Twins with Lies.
to, words are meant to bend. Bigger, better, stolen from Japan. Collected from around the world, I catch you if they can.
Thank you.
Well, it's time for me to go. Cheers to John Dunbar's Under the Radar and New Blue Death for their in-studio performance. And do come back Monday afternoon for more right here on Replay. Alrighty, the 60th anniversary of the Korean War armistice will be marked tomorrow. Signed on July 27th, 1953, the ceasefire agreement brought the brutal three-year conflict to an end and marked the end of the longest negotiated armistice in history. And so in celebration, Inside Out will hold a Korean War armistice special tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m. Torbjørn Holte, Norwegian ambassador to Korea, and Rear Admiral Anders Grenstad, chief of the Swedish delegation at the Neutral Nations, among others, will appear on the program. So in that spirit, I leave you now with John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance. I'm John Lee. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. We have just been replayed.
One, two, three, four.